And so, in a very real sense, God is our co-pilot. With his written word, the Bible, he provides us with a flight plan for our lives. In his Ten Commandments, he gives us a seatbelt to hold us back from temptation. He guides us through pockets of turbulence. And when we reach our final destination, he clears us for landing on the runways of the beyond. In thanks to our Lord, let us take 10 seconds for silent prayer. Let us pray.
I'm awake!
Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to be especially generous in the collection this morning. As you know, we are dedicating our social hall this evening. And that new air conditioning equipment and those fancy new kitchen appliances are going to put quite a strain on our budget. We will be grateful whether you give $100 or $5 or $1. Or a quarter. And now a few announcements. The Christian Pet Lovers Guild will meet Tuesday, and the topic of discussion will be St. Bernard, the holy man and the dog. Our Ladies' Aid Society is sponsoring a bake sale next weekend, with proceeds going toward paying the debts on our new social hall. Now, let us turn to page 123 of your hymnal. Hymn number 421.
Make a big thing out of this.
But I have never.
But I have never
been so embarrassed, in my entire life.
Will you stop repeating everything I say?
I'm not repeating, Walter. I'm one step ahead of you. That is not funny, Mark.
That is not funny. Boy, cut it out. You're no one to talk. Sleeping in church.
Oh, come on, Walter. I'm not the first person who ever fell asleep in church. Pillars of the community do it. Presidents have done it. Let's face it, I'm just not a churchgoer. I prefer to stay at home and read the paper.
Newspapers are not printed to keep people out of church.
Oh, come on. If God had meant everybody to go to church, why would he have made the Sunday Times 300 pages long? Now, I suggest that we just drop this whole conversation. I haven't been this bored since Mike Douglas had Mrs. Andy Granatelli on as his co-host.
In that case, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the woman I love can't share with me one of the personal joys of my life.
Walter, another one of your personal joys is trying to take off one sock at a time with your other foot instead of using your hands.
How do you know about that?
I've seen you.
You were sleeping.
I was pretending.
Well, it's not as easy as it looks. You should try it with over-the-calf socks.
You should try it with pantyhose. Look, Walter, when you first started going to church, out of the blue, 6 weeks ago, I did not say a word. I think church can be a very uplifting, wonderful, emotional experience for some people. And if you are one of those people, then God love you for it. Go and enjoy it. But, Walter, do not try to drag me along with you.
Maud, the family that prays together stays together.
That's beautiful, Walter. You know, it constantly amazes me how at any given moment you can reach into your golden bag of wisdom and come up with one clinker after another.
Lord.
And besides, that's not true. My first husband and I prayed together all the time.
What for?
A divorce.
What have you got against going to church with me?
Walter, it all goes back to my childhood. I was kicked out of the church choir when I was 12 years old.
For what?
Singing.
Well, well, well. Back, I see. Now, tell me, how was church? Was Mrs. Pearson wearing her new mink coat?
Oh, I didn't see her.
I bet Mrs. Morgan had her hair tinted. I heard she was going to do it.
I don't know.
Was old Mr. Duddy there with his new wife?
I didn't notice.
Well, a fat lot of good it does you to go to church.
You see, Walter, that's what church is. The National Enquirer with candles.
Not to everybody, Maud. A lot of people go to church for very good reasons.
Granted, Walter. And what are your very good reasons? Why, at age 52, are you suddenly so interested in religion?
Because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel peaceful. It's like... Remember Gary Cooper in the movie Sergeant York?
You're reaching into your golden bag again.
I ask you a question. Remember Gary Cooper as Sergeant York?
Yep.
Are you making fun of me?
Nope.
Then you'll listen.
Yep.
Sergeant York, the biggest hero of the First World War, was a real heller. He drank, cursed, fought. And then one day, all of a sudden, in a moment of divine inspiration, he found religion and changed. And that, in a way, is how it happened to me.
Well, listen, Sarge, if you're going out to capture 500 Germans, would you bring me back a dozen knockwurst and a loaf of pumpernickel?
You know what your problem is? You resent my going to church because it makes you feel guilty.
Oh, come on, Walter. I do not feel guilty.
Come on, Mort. It's as plain as day. You feel guilty because you know you should be going to church, too.
Walter, I do not need an organized religion. I mean, I try to do what God expects of me, Walter. I try to do unto others as I would have them do unto me. I obey the Ten Commandments. At least 9 of them.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Mort.
Can I help it if God invented dreams and Paul Newman? No, Walter. Come on, as long as I lead my life the way I think I should, as long as I try to be a decent human being, I see no reason to pray in a building. And honey, if I went to church just to please you, I would feel like a hypocrite.
Oh, that's me, Bert. He's driving me to church. Is that you, Bert? Come on in.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Finley.
Hi, Bert.
It's already moving, Bert. I want to get there first so I can get a seat in the back row.
What?
In case I want to sneak out early.
Oh. Do you two go to the same church?
Oh, no. I'm Church of England. But Bert's church is right across the street, so we go together.
Yeah. What church do you go to, Mum?
Oh, you see, Bert, I don't belong to any organized religion.
Bert's the same way. He's Catholic.
You've no right to talk that way about the Catholics.
I've every right. I've been to Rome. I have. Somebody pinched me right in the middle of the Via Veneto.
Well, let her not my church if she wants to. But everybody knows the only reason that Henry VIII started the Church of England was just so that he could get a legal divorce.
Now that sounds like my kind of church.
Please come on, Bert. You're windier than my minister.
Maud, I'll never convince you that I'm right and you're wrong, so from now on you can stay home. But I'm gonna go because I get a lot out of it.
It's a deal.
But please, come with me to the dedication of the new social hall tonight. It's important to me.
Of course, darling.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, great galloping galoshes while we're getting ready. We tee off at 1 o'clock.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Well, shake a leg, will you? If we're not on the first tee at 1, we'll lose our place.
Arthur, I don't know why you even play golf. Yesterday, all you did was complain about losing 6 new balls and you had a windburn and a blister and you got snowed out on the 14th hole. I don't know why you bother.
Because it's the only chance I get to have any fun.
Here, would you guys like some coffee?
No, thanks.
I would. You drinking coffee to awaken the sleeping Madonna, Maud?
Now, look, Viv, don't you start. I've just been through that with St. Findlay of Assisi.
You know, speaking of church, I had some very angry words with Reverend Williamson this morning. Would you believe it? He wants to use the new social hall as a center for wayward teenagers.
Oh, Arthur, you didn't tell him you didn't want that.
Well, after all, it's our money that built the hall. I figured I had a right to put my 2 cents worth in.
Arthur, don't be modest. You put in a quarter.
The point is, Vivian, if you open that social hall to juvenile delinquents, young punks, and pregnant girls, I guarantee in 3 months they'll wreck the Coke machine.
I'm going to get a pot of fresh coffee.
Thanks, Vivian.
You know, you should be very happy that Walter's going to church, Marty. He's getting an awful lot out of it.
I know he is, Arthur. He keeps telling me. Spiritual comfort and peace of mind, uplift.
Sure, those two.
What do you mean, those two?
Oh, well, I really have to hand it to Walter. He really knew when to come into the church. It was like an act of providence. Sure, he joins the church, and 1 week later, he gets the contract for the appliances and the air conditioning in the new social hall. That must be worth $5,000 to him, the lucky dog.
Walter is selling appliances and air conditioners to the church? You mean he's making money out of this?
Darn it, I'll let the cat out of the bag. Well, don't be upset, Marty. He probably wanted to surprise you. You know, husbands like to do that.
I know. Bless his ecclesiastical heart. Dear Lord, we thank thee for the peace of mind you have given Walter Findlay since he joined your church. Oh, Walter, darling, come kneel with me. We thank thee for the spiritual comfort and the moral uplift you've given him. Darling, please, kneel with me. We thank thee for making him a better person. But most of all, we thank thee for allowing Walter to unload $5,000 worth of merchandise on a community church.
Lord, you are missing a very important point. I'm doing the church a favor. I'm giving them quality merchandise at a very good price, 20% off.
Honey, I didn't know that. Oh, Walter, that's wonderful. Why didn't you... Oh, Walter, I can see it all now. Jesus saves. At Findlay's Friendly Appliances.
What do you mean you're not going to that dedication?
Just that. I wouldn't go to that church tonight if Charlton Heston himself were cutting the ribbon.
Gotta go. Carol, Philip, everybody we know will be there. It'll look bad if you don't come to that dedication.
Tough tabernacles, Walter.
Marty, that's sacrilege.
Well, I agree with Maud. I think what Walter's doing is wrong.
Oh, knock it off, Viv.
Knock it off? I'm on your side.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Force of habit.
There is nothing wrong with what I've done.
Well, if there's nothing wrong, then why'd you keep it a secret?
Look, I'm not on trial here. I just forgot to mention it, that's all. It slipped my mind.
Slipped your mind? That's hard to believe, Walter. Coming from the man who remembers Sally Rand's chest measurements from the 1933 World's Fair.
Well, Walter always did have a good head for figures.
Will you knock it off, Arthur?
Maud, it's me.
Walter, your husband. I mean, do you really think that I joined the church to sell a lousy $5,000 worth of appliances?
Yes.
You actually think that's important to me? A measly $5,000 is not important to me. I wouldn't sell my soul for that.
Of course he wouldn't, Marty. The community church is going to set up social halls all over Westchester County. One who could sell maybe $100,000 worth of money. Now, that's worth selling your soul for.
Please, Arthur, I beg of you, don't help! I wish everybody would get off my back. I've done nothing wrong!
Of course not. Business is business. Worship at the altar of the almighty dollar. Walter, let's face it. If you thought there was money in it, you'd be in hell right now trying to sell the devil an air conditioner. It would probably be a larger unit than he needed.
know, Marty, you're really being too hard on Walter. You just don't understand the reality of the business world.
Now, Arthur, don't take Walter's side.
Take his side, Arthur. It'll serve him right.
You women don't understand business at all. You know, what Walter's doing is perfectly commonplace. Well, even I'll admit that I get a few extra patients because I belong to the church. Sure, I'll bet you $10 if you can name me a single church that doesn't have a few doctors in the congregation trying to drum up a little business.
Christian Science.
Well, you're not really going to keep my $10, are you?
Easy come, easy go.
You try to be a nice guy and you end up feeding the whole family. Come on, Vivian.
Oh, that just shows how much you know about life. You can't feed a whole family on $10.
I'll tell you this, Marty. That $10 is going to be added to your next flu shot.
Okay, Walter. Once and for all, let's have this out.
All right, Maud.
I'm willing to admit that I joined the church partially for business reasons, but that doesn't make me a hypocrite. It so happens that I like going to church. I like the words. I like the singing. I like the good feeling I have when I walk out.
You said the same thing after we saw Gidget Goes Hawaiian.
Okay, don't go. I'll go by myself, without my wife by my side. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
Good.
But I want you to know that I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for the future. I want to leave the money to you, to Carol and Philip, and Philip's children, and his children's children.
Walter, if you want to leave something that matters, why don't you leave them a legacy of honesty and integrity and good faith?
Honesty, integrity, and good faith? Boy, you women don't know anything about business.
Hey, Mrs. Naugatuck, aren't you back from church awfully early?
Go. Bert and I had a tiff. That's the last time I'll let him talk me into going to his church. He tried to convert me.
Right in the church?
No, right in his convertible. I should have been suspicious when he said he wanted to stop at a motel for a Bible.
Maud, one last chance. Won't you go with me?
Honey, if you're talking about the dedication, absolutely not. If you're talking about the motel... never on Sunday.
Hey, Grandpa, Grandma! Guess what? We're gonna have ice cream and cookies at the dedication tonight. Here, catch.
Philip, try to steal this from me. Hey, that's very good. How come you're suddenly so interested in basketball?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm like you. How come you're suddenly so interested in church?
Go ahead, Grandpa. Tell him. Tell him all 5,000 reasons.
Later, Philip.
Good. Who wants to hear all 5,000 reasons?
Okay, Maud. I want you to tell Philip something. You tell him why his grandmother is the only member of our family not going to that dedication.
I'm going to tell him the truth, Walter. That his grandfather is a hypocrite who only goes to church to pray for more money.
Do what you want. Destroy my grandson's image of me. But remember, it'll be your burden to bear. Here he is. Go ahead. Tell him why you're not going.
Not going where?
Philip. Your grandmother is not going to the dedication.
Why not, Grandma?
Honey, look, now try to understand. I'm not going because your grandfather...
What, Grandma?
Because your grandfather... Because your grandfather doesn't like my hair. But that's his problem, because I'm going anyway.
Before anybody goes, I'd like to know one thing. What kind of a bird laid this egg?
Yes, I just was up there this afternoon. I knew I needed something here.
Aren't you glad you came?
Not 1/5,000th as glad as you are going to.
Cut it out, Maud. I want to introduce you to Reverend Williamson. Reverend Williamson, I'd like you to meet my wife, Maud.
Oh, it's nice to have you here, Mrs. Findlay.
Oh, I was here this morning and really enjoyed your sermon.
Thank you so much. It's nice to see you awake. Ladies and gentlemen, folks, ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Now, this is a very special day for our church. And we owe a lot of thanks to a lot of good people. But I'd like to single out one new church member who has taken the responsibility of supplying and installing $5,000 worth of air conditioning and appliances, Mr. Walter Findlay. Now, come on up here, Walter. Come on up here, Walter, where we can all see you. Have your lovely wife join us, too. Come on. Now that if Mrs. Armstrong will be good enough to put a bulb in her brownie, we will get a picture of me giving Walter Findlay a check for $5,000.
Thank you, Reverend Williamson. Gosh, it gives me such pleasure to serve God. I really shouldn't be taking this money.
Do you really mean that?
Well, it's...
You will never regret it. Folks, do you hear that? Walter Findlay has just donated $5,000.
My money.
Honey, you'll get your reward in heaven.
What good is $5,000 in heaven?
No good, Walter. That's the hell of it.